Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast Show. In episode 28, our hosts, Mitch Glenn and Brad Wiegman, interview Bob Seeley, the CEO and founder of the Big Bass Splash. Seeley has been in charge of the legendary Big Bass Splash since 1984. Big Bass Splash is the biggest amateur-only bass tournament where an angler can win thousands of dollars in prizes. In addition to raising money in donations for several charities, including St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and Ronald McDonald House. Tackle Time features Pico Lures, the longtime favorite lure of Texas anglers, Pico Perch. And now, broadcasting from deep in the heart of the Ozarks, your hosts, Mitch Glenn, owner of Pico Lures and national sales manager for major fishing companies, and Brad Wiegman, an outdoor writer, fishing guide, photographer, and social media content manager. Together, your host will cover everything from fishing for crappie, bass, and other game fish to interviewing renowned fishing guides and pros on the hottest lakes and rivers. Fishing Guide Podcast is sponsored by Pico Lures, founded in 1933. Legendary Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing tackle for any angler and all game fish. Pico's famous for its Pico Perch, Side Shad, Pop, Little Pop, and its crankbaits are the hottest crankbaits with 25 color patterns and growing. Pico's jig heads, soft plastic lures, and marabou jigs will fill your buckets and live well full of game fish. Pico also has an exclusive line of bass fishing jig heads. Several of these Pico jig heads feature the Easy Keeper Coil system. And now, here are your hosts, Mitch and Brad.
Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wiegman. Mitch, once again, has stayed home. He is working on lures because y'all just keep buying them. He has to keep working. He says keep it up, but one day he will be back and he will be co-hosting. And we'll, of course, have all kinds of great guests. And he's excited. He'll be excited to get back. Today, we happen to have someone on the show. And, you know, he has a long history in the fishing industry. He's been around a real long time and kind of a symbol of Sam Rayburn and fishing in the Texas area and also with Big Fish. And it's Bob Seeley with Big Bass Splash. And Bob, tell us a little bit about the history of this. Now, did it actually, the first tournament actually happen on Sam Rayburn?
No, it didn't, Brad. And by the way, thank you for allowing me to get on your broadcast, man. I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
No, actually, back in the 70s when I was on tour with Bass, I Ray Scott was a very close friend of mine, and I always envied what he did. But I knew I couldn't compete with him. I love to fish. It's a passion that I've had forever. So I got to thinking, you know, you got pros and you got semi-pros and things, but there are so many people out there, amateurs, grassroots, weekend fishermen, that, you know, there's not a lot of stuff going on just for them.
Right.
So I had this idea with an hourly payout and a one fish deal. So I approached three radio stations that were owned by Rusty Reynolds and Dick Osberg, one in Louisiana, one in Longview, Texas, and one in Lufkin, Texas. And I presented my format to them and all. And they said, oh, we love this deal. Let's do it. So it was a one-day deal.
Right.
And we started actually at Lowe's Creek on Lake Toledo Bend on the Texas side.
Wow.
And this was 44 years ago.
Jeez.
So, you know, that concept really kind of, in the beginning stages, there was a lot of things that I saw that I wanted to perfect and do different things. But, you know, for 4 years, almost 5 years, it was a very successful one-day event. The entry fee was like $20.
Wow.
You know, there wasn't any guarantee, any boat giveaways, things like this, but it was 100% payback, you know.
Right.
And so we did that, and the more I thought about it, you know, my background was real estate and also in the fishing industry as far as fishing professionally, you know. So finally I told my wife and I said, you know, I'm going to start this deal on my own. I want to do it myself.
Right.
And it just so happens I had a friend of mine that owned a Burger King in Jasper, Texas. And he said, you know, the big fish deal, you know, why don't you get a sponsor involved? And I said, I'd love to. He said, well, I'll be it.
Oh, wow. Said,
with Burger King.
Uh-huh.
So we actually started the first 2 years with me doing my on my own,
right,
with Burger King. And his name was Rick Taylor and all. And then Rick got involved in some other businesses and things like this and all, and which wasn't my forte. So I kind of bowed out.
Right.
And it just so happens that the McDonald's franchise owner in Jasper called me and he said, I understand you're not going to do a Burger King tournament next year. And I said, no. I said, I'm working on something else. And he said, well, what about McDonald's? And I said, well, you know, I'll tell you about it. So we had lunch.
Right.
And I explained the whole detail, what my goal was in the future. He said, well, I'm going to tell you something. I'll back the deal, but I got one request. And I said, what? That you benefit the Ronald McDonald House.
Right.
My wife and I didn't know what the Ronald McDonald House was all about. So he set up an appointment, and we went to Houston.
Oh, wow.
And visited the Ronald McDonald House there.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. In less than 5 minutes, I knew I could not believe what the Ronald McDonald House does for families with children that are being stricken by catastrophic diseases and all.
Right.
And it was the house that Love built, is what they called it, that Bill Kroc founded. And so I came back and I told, you know, Jack Schwartz was the owner operator of McDonald's. I said, yeah, let's do this deal. I said, but I want to do it a little different than what we did starting out at Lowe's Creek and even with the Burger King. I want to guarantee a deal. He asked me how much, and I told him. He said, I'll back it. So the very first year that we did the McDonald's event was back in 1984.
Right.
That's when the McDonald's started. And so we guaranteed $10,000 cash and prizes.
Wow.
Pay hourly. We only paid three places per hour.
Right.
And we did a random draw stuff. No boats, no nothing like that giveaway. And the very first year, I drew 692 entries.
Wow.
Which was a pretty good tournament for Rayburn at that time. You know, so we announced the dates a year in advance for the next year. Now, mind you, this is a one-day deal.
Right.
And I got Jack. I said, let's do a two-day event next year instead of a one-day. I said, you understand, you and I had a conversation. You know where I wanted to be one of these days. But I said, it's going to just take a little bit more. And he said, no problem, let's do it. So the second year we drew 892 entries.
Wow.
Which at that time, I don't know if you ever heard of a guy by the name of, it just slipped my mind. Barry Stokes.
Right.
Barry Stokes had a TV show up in Dallas,
yep,
area. All right.
Uh-huh.
So I called Barry. Barry and I had done some shows together. And I called Barry and I said, Barry, I need your camera guy. And I explained to him what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
He said, hey, that's no problem. So sure enough, we set up the third annual Big Bass Splash, McDonald's Big Bass Splash. And I went to AFMA, which now is ICAST.
Right.
And I went to all the manufacturers, every single one of them that was there. And I said, I want you to become a sponsor of my Big Bass tournament.
Right.
And they said, what do you need? I said, I need product to give away. You don't need any money? Nope, don't want any money. Oh, sign us up.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we got 144 tackle manufacturers.
Wow.
I had to move my cars out of my garage because it became a warehouse.
Right.
I was already sponsored by Skeeter Boats and Evinrude. And I'd already gotten a commitment from Evinrude. They were going to give me two engines to put on boats to give away.
Wow.
So I went to Skeeter Boats and I met Tony Caligiuri,
right,
who was head of marketing. I said, Tony, I got a situation. I need your help. I said, Evinrude has already jumped on board with me with this deal. I was using Evinrude Trolling Motors at
right.
the time. And I said, and I've got all these tackle manufacturers. But I said, I want to give away two boats. He said, give away. I said, yeah, here's my deal. You give me a boat, I'll buy a boat.
Right.
And Skeeter will become the official boat sponsor of the Big Bass tournament.
Right.
We did it.
Wow.
Got it done. So the third year, we went up on the entry fee. right. to $37.50, okay,
right,
per day.
Uh-huh.
That year, we drew 2,237 entries.
Wow.
That's individuals.
Uh-huh.
To compete on Lake Sam Raven at our third annual Big Bass Tournament that benefited the Ronald McDonald House. And we had it filmed, and then Barry got his editor in involved and stuff, and I put together a four-minute presentation. That's all I needed.
Right.
I got on an airplane, unannounced, flew to Chicago, went to Hamburger University, walked into the corporate office, met the receptionist, and I said, I need to speak to someone in marketing about McBass. And she looked at me really strange. She said, we don't have a McBass. I said, I know you don't, but in less than 4 hours, you will.
Right.
So here comes the rookie that they had just hired in the marketing group. He comes out. Now, mind you, not DVDs, not CDs, 8-track.
Wow.
All right. The very first I introduced myself, he introduced himself. I said, you got a conference room with a TV that'll play this 8-track tape? Because all I need is 4 minutes of your time. He said, sure. So we walked in this big conference room, plugged it in, pushed play. About a minute and a half went through. He said, stop that and rewind it. And he got on the phone.
Right.
Next thing I know, two other people come in, introduce themselves and all. Small chit-chat, hit play. Here we go. About almost identical, the same spot that I stopped at the first time. They asked me to stop it again, rewind it, and they were on the phone. Long story short, within about an hour's time, I ended up having 16 people in that conference room. I had the senior VP of marketing of McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
I had two of his assistants. I had an attorney. I had the director of the Ronald McDonald House for the U.S. there and some of his assistants. We finally got through the 4 minutes of that tape.
Wow.
And the senior VP looked at me and asked me, he said, Bob, what do you want? I said, all I need is to have a license agreement with McDonald's that I can go anywhere in the U.S. and put on a Big Bass tournament to benefit the Ronald McDonald House. And he looked at me, he said, you don't need any money? And I said, nope. He said, sign him up.
Right.
Well, when that happened, I flew home, told my wife, I said, guess what? I said, it's done. And I called Jack Schwartz, and I said, Jack, you need to come up to the lake. I'm fixing to take you fishing. I said, because I got something I need to tell you. You know, in the midst of when Jack and I first met, I told him, I said, do you think we could ever get McDonald's Corporation involved? And he said, nah, that'll never happen.
Right.
So I took him fishing and all this, and we're out on the lake and all this, and he caught his first bass ever with me.
Wow.
And it was about a 4-pounder, and he was so excited. And as we're fishing along, we catch a few fish. He said, by the way, he said, you called and asked me to come fishing with you, but you had something to tell me. I said, yeah, maybe you need to sit down in that chair instead of standing up. I said, Jack, I've got something to show you. And I pulled out a tube that had the agreement in it,
right.
Took it out, and I showed him. I said, this is from McDonald's Corporation. I said, Jack, I am now a licensee of McDonald's Corp. I can do a Big Bass tournament anywhere in the U.S. to help benefit the Ronald McDonald House, thanks to you. And he was shocked.
Wow.
And I said, yeah. Well, about 4 days later, I get three phone calls. I get one from A.J. Langlois out of Leesville, Louisiana, McDonald's owner-operator.
Uh-huh.
Said, man, I want to do a tournament on Toledo Bend. I get a call from Nancy Ball in Little Rock, Arkansas,
right.
That had five McDonald's, one at there in Hot Springs, so there's Lake Ouachita.
Right.
And then I get a call from Nancy Ballou from Oklahoma City on Lake Eufaula.
Yep.
And then I get a call from Ted Thompson, McDonald's owner-operator at Lake Fork.
Wow.
All of a sudden, I got five or six McDonald's owner-operators involved, so we just started creating tournaments for those people there to benefit the Ronald McDonald House. So that's kind of how it all started in the deal. But everything that we did, you know, I've always believed in the element of surprise as long as it's a benefit.
Right.
So we guaranteed a small purse, but we gave back 100% of everything that we took in. And so I remember the third year when we had 2,287 entries. And a man that won the tournament, he and his wife were there. And mind you, we didn't have a big stage or anything like that. You know, but instead of $5,000 that was for the biggest bass of the tournament, I gave him a check for $16,500.
Wow.
And his there's a picture somewhere. That's him right up there.
Right.
And you can see his wife's face. She's looking at that check. And that's the biggest check he had ever gotten in his life.
Wow.
And the first thing that came out of her mouth was, "I love Big Macs." It just put the icing on the cake.
Right.
And Rayburn continued to grow tremendously. We started breaking records. We had 3,000, 5,000 entries, sometimes 6,000 entries.
Wow.
And, you know, it just grew. You know, we've raised millions of dollars for Ronald McDonald House. And now I'm also involved, thanks to a country music artist by the name of Chris Young, who came and performed at my 30th anniversary event here on Rayburn.
Right.
He loved what we did. So 3 weeks after that big anniversary event was over with, he called me and asked for my daughter and my wife and I to come to Nashville and to visit, because he had four people he wanted to introduce us to. So we flew up to Nashville and we met, walked in, and there was four directors of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital there.
Wow.
Which the Ronald McDonald House and St. Jude's have an awful lot in common.
Right.
And so you have to go through a screening deal in order to become a part of where St. Jude's endorses you. And so we went through that process, and thank goodness we were endorsed by them. Wow. So now we do the Ronald McDonald House and St. Jude's. Got to take a tour through St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. That is the most amazing facility that I have ever seen in my life.
Wow.
You're talking about hitting home, you know, I mean, in your heart.
Right.
Oh, gosh. And what was really unique, Brad, about St. Jude's was the fact that you never saw a frown on a child's face, staff, or even a doctor or a parent. It was so upbeat. Those kids were so just energetic, just happy to be alive.
Right.
And the Ronald McDonald House provided a lot of places for those parents for practically nothing to stay there while their children are being treated. And it doesn't cost the family a single penny, not one dime. They are taken care of the minute they walk in there to the minute they leave.
Right.
You know. So I'm a firm believer that all of us are put here on this earth for a purpose.
Right.
And I think the Ronald McDonald House in St. Jude has really enlightened my family and us, changed our lives some, to see the benefits of what we are doing, to see the happiness that we've created. And then on the other hand, even with our tournaments, you know, we have paid out some money to amateurs that's kind of changed their lives.
Right.
So, you know, even some of the pros today, even some of those guys, believe it or not, started fishing with our events. And it's kind of neat to know that we've kind of groomed some people to a certain degree. Right. But, you know, I think our 25th anniversary event was the very first year that I guaranteed $1 million payout.
Wow.
One fish would win $250,000. And I broke a record that I never dreamed that I would ever expect to get there, and especially here on Lake Sam Rayburn. Rayburn's 114,500 acres. It's a big lake. I drew 7,552 anglers from 42 states and 7 foreign countries at that event. It was the largest bass tournament that's ever been held in history. That Sunday, we brought in Blake Shelton to do a free concert.
Right.
And we had, at the Humphrey Family Pavilion Park down here, we had over 30,000 people there that Sunday.
Wow.
To watch the grand finale of the gentleman that won the tournament and got $250,000. And Blake Shelton put on the darnest concert you've ever seen.
Right.
And of course, the concert was all free, public. And we raised a ton of money for St. Jude's and Ronald McDonald House. And so, you know, we've done a lot. You know,
right.
So we're gearing up right now because of this COVID-19 pandemic that hit. It really disrupted our whole season this year.
Right. So you're rescheduled, or are you have?
The first three events had to be rescheduled. We always start our event with Lake Gunnersville, in Alabama, generally the end of March. The granddaddy of them all, Rayburn, has always been in April. Then Toledo Bend in May. We went to Dayton, Tennessee in June. Then we have Lake Fork, and then we do, which is in Texas, north of Tyler, south of Sulphur Springs. And then we do the fall shootout, you know, in October. So this year we had to postpone our, we couldn't do our Tennessee event, period. Then we had to, we moved to Gunnersville in Alabama in June. We did the Toledo Bend tournament mid-July, and I don't mind telling you, I'm not going to do another tournament in mid-July.
It's pretty warm
it
at Toledo
so
Bend.
But get this, the winning bass was weighed 1241.
Wow.
It was 29 and three-quarter inches long.
It's a monster.
With a 24-and-a-half-inch girth. It's the biggest fish that this young man had ever caught in his life. The biologist and I were on the live release boat looking at the fish. She was healthy, not a blemish on her, didn't have to fizz her or anything. And had she been caught in March, the biologist said she would have gone well over 15 pounds.
Wow.
Just, I could put both fists into her hand and move this way. And had a lot. That's the biggest head on a bass I've ever seen. Of course, we've had the biggest bass ever to be weighed in a fishing tournament in history at Lake Fork that weighed 15.64 pounds.
Jeez.
Caught by an Oklahoma State trooper.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Well, it was kind of cool until we got to the boat checks, and then it went downhill because his wife was in the boat with him, and she was a non-pay contestant. So he had to disqualify that fish. It cost him $75,000.
Wow.
But rules are rules.
Right.
You know, and my rules are black and white. There are no gray areas. You know, we don't allow the professionals to fish our big bass event. And anyone that's guided within 90 days from the date of the tournament on that lake is ineligible. It's all amateurs. It's all very family-oriented, grassroots. And, you know, the next tournament that's coming up is at Lake Fork, which is one of Texas' premier lakes. That's where the state record of 1818 still holds, hadn't been broken in over 5 years. And it's a slot lake. It's 16 to 24. When we weigh fish that's coming in, they can hit 16 inches or under. Can't go over 16. They've got to hit 24 inches or better. So it's a big bass splash, but it's a little bass for cash too.
Because I like that.
A lot of times, a pound and a half to 2.25 pound bass will make money every hour.
And that puts a lot of anglers right in the ballpark.
Oh yeah.
Like that opens it up to every single person.
Well, think about this for a minute. When you're dealing with one fish, that means that's one cast to get one big bite. Anybody can win our event at any given time on any given lake. Somebody's going to win. Doesn't make any, doesn't have to be a 10-pounder. Doesn't have to be a 6-7-pounder or something like that. Anybody can win with our event. So we're guaranteeing $516,000 at Lake Fork. This would be our 34th year there. So, you know, and we have so many different ways for people to win. Like the first person to catch a 2.50 each day.
Right.
Yeah. That person's going to get $5,000.
Wow.
Now, if that 250 is not caught the first day, that $5,000 goes into a random draw between all contestants because it's part of the guarantee.
Right.
So we give it away regardless.
Wow.
Every contestant is eligible for about a $40,000, what we call elimination draw boat.
Right.
That's a Triton boat. It's powered by Mercury outboard engine, Minco trolling motor, Lowrance electronics. It's worth right at $40,000. So regardless of whether they caught a fish or not, somebody's going to be able to take that boat home. All my boats that I give away and my Ram trucks I give away, they're all there at the site. No certificates. They get to
real
drive
thing.
And take them home.
Yep. So that takes us to the Big Bass Splash.
Lake Fork is September the 18th, 19th, yep. and 20th. Coming up October the 19th and 11th. It's the granddaddy of them all, guaranteeing $600,000.
Wow.
At that one event, paying 15 places every hour. The first person catch a 3, 4, or 5 even each day, those are worth $5,000. So that's $45,000 in cash just in exact weights. The hourly payouts are over $170,000. Starting with $1,500 for the biggest bass each hour, all the way down to $250 in 15th place.
Yeah. So tell us if they wanted to get in the last two tournaments, how do they do that?
Very easy. Go to our website called Sealy Outdoors. That's S-E-A-L-Y outdoors.com. They can click on the Big Bass Splash Lake Fork or Lake Sam Rayburn. All of the information and stuff that we'll need, they fill out.
Right.
Put a credit card and email it back to us. They'll get a confirmation once they do that. Or they can call us toll-free at 888-698-2591. 888-698-2591. And on our website, it's all of our rules and regulations.
Okay.
And then also the guidelines. Due to the COVID-19,
right.
We have certain guidelines and things that we are going to be following, you know, because we want everybody to be safe. And
that's stuff, right.
But, you know, and so we're really looking forward to the last two big events. You know, I'm going to pay out $1.1 million just in two events within about a month.
Yeah, that's it's really so, close. Great. Yeah. It's an opportunity. One last question.
Sure.
How old do they have to be to participate in the event?
Well, we have a little anglers division that runs from age of 5 to 12, okay?
Uh-huh.
But because of the COVID-19, we're not being able to do it, the little anglers division.
Uh-huh.
But I had if you want me to tell you the story, I had an 11-year-old kid. This happened 12 years ago. Three generations in a boat. Grandpa, dad, right. and this youngster. And his name is Brandon Adams. And he told his dad, I don't want to fish the little anglers. I want to fish the adult division. So his dad came to me and asked me, he said, you're giving away a sportsman's package to the winner. My son wants to fish the adult division. What if he was to win it? Can he still get that? I said, yeah, I'll just title stuff in your name. See, we didn't tell him what that sportsman's package was going to be. It was three parts.
Right.
So, believe it or not, Brandon, his dad said, okay. Well, Brandon looked at me and he said, Mr. Palmer, he said, all I want is a four-wheeler. I told him, I said, you know, you win this tournament, I might be able to help you with that four-wheeler. Oh, his eyes were kind of excited. I'd be darned if he didn't catch a bass that weighed 11.57 pounds, won the tournament. Now, mind you, I've got about a 15,000 spectator crowd watching this. And Brandon was at that time, was the youngest angler ever to win a big bass tournament in big bass history.
Wow. Okay?
So when we do the overall top five, we start at fifth place on up. And here comes Brandon. The crowd is standing up. They are all hollering, applauding. Not this, and so his whole family is sitting on the front row in front of our stage, you know. So it came time, I said, okay, Brandon, now you've won this event. We had over 5,000 entries. I said, and Brandon, you beat over 5,000 other people with one fish, one big bite. So I guess I better give you what you want. I said, there's three parts. And like I said, his whole family's sitting at the front row. And right. I said, the first thing I did was I gave him a check for $30,000.
Wow.
Oh, his mom's smiling. She's thinking, right. Ooh, education, college.
Cool. Right.
We were standing in a 21-foot Triton boat loaded out.
Right.
And I gave him the keys. I said, Brandon, the boat we're standing in belongs to you.
Wow.
Oh, his dad's smiling from ear to ear. And I said, Brandon, I got your four-wheeler. Oh, his eyes got that big. But I said, Brandon, it's a little different four-wheeler than what you're expecting. And I'm reaching in my pocket, and I'm getting a set of keys out. I said, Brandon, this is the biggest four-wheeler that a young man your age probably will ever own in his life. I gave him the keys to an H2 Hummer.
Wow.
That, jeez. And I'm telling you, his dad passed out. Oh, and the crowd just went crazy. And Brandon's holding that trophy over his head. He looked like KVD. I loved it. And as he stepped off that stage with his trophy, the girls were lined up and he was signing autographs.
Yeah.
It was the most, he was the best role model at that time. It couldn't have happened at a better time.
Right.
Because all the other tournaments, I've never seen so many kids fishing with their grandparents or their parents or a guardian. It just really boosted the industry up. And we put his picture on our big trailer with holding that trophy up, and we went to the Bassmasters Classic and a bunch of other shows and stuff. And, the comments and the responses that we got, that's the reason why I told you. I said, everybody's here for a purpose, And I think I'm reaching my purposes.
There you go.
What a thrill it was.
Absolutely. So, Bob, appreciate you being on the show.
I'm you know me, when I get started, I guess I get started. But,
that's right.
It's really an honor to be, on your show. I appreciate you asking. Anytime you ever need anything from us, the door is always open.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thank you.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures, famous for the Pico Perch, Pop, Little Pop, Side Shads, Deep Diving Crankbait, Square Bow Crankbaits, Bass Jig Heads, and a complete line of fishing tackle for crappie and other game fish.
Hey, welcome to this week's Tackle Time. Let's talk about the longtime Texas favorite bait, the Pico Perch.
That's right.
What makes this dude the Texas favorite? Well, you got grass in Texas. You got stumps in Texas. And what better way to entice that old big bass out than something that looks like the body shape of a small bluegill and is a countdown bait? Most people don't realize a Pico Perch is a countdown bait. So instead of having to have a high-speed reel to crank this thing over the top of grass, you can actually, it's got a little slower fall rate. You can count it down to the depth you need it and then slowly retrieve it right over the top, along the edge of the grass, bang it into stumps. It comes through on a 45-degree angle with great weedless bait around wood. Texas favorite, the Pico Perch.
There you go. Thanks, Mitch. Man, I tell you what, Pico Perch, they're hot in Texas. It's hot in Texas anyway.
Everything's hot in Texas.
It's summer. It's hot in Texas. Anyway, we had a good show. Bob Seeley, the CEO and founder of the Big Bass Splash, was on. He told us all the history, told us everything we needed to know, and also that one of those tournaments is coming up. So make sure you go out there and fish those. Proceeds for this one at Sam Rayburn goes to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So good stuff happening. Hey, thanks for listening to the Fishing Guide Podcast. Please subscribe, rate our show. For Mitch and myself, keep your hooks sharp and lures in the water.